Masechet Kelim Perek Kaf Zayin Mishnah Bet. In the last Mishnah, we said that if cloth is used as a seat, it can become Tameh with Tum'at Midras. But to be considered the possible to become Tameh, the cloth has to be a minimum size. Mishnah says, Habeged Met Tameh Mishum Shilosha Al Shilosha Midras. Cloth could become Tameh if it measures 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim for Tum'at Midras, because only that size cloth, or anything bigger than that, would be used for sitting on. Umishum shalosh al shalosh litmemet. But a cloth could become tamemet even if it measures just 3 by 3 fingers, because that's the minimum size to be useful to some people. Hasak arba'a al arba'a. A sack could become tameh if it measures 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Ha'or hamisha al hamisha. Leather could become tameh if it's 5 by 5 tefachim. Mapat shisha al shisha. A wooden mat could become tameh if it's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Shavin le midras v'lit memet. The measurements are equal in terms of tumat midras or tameh met. There's no difference in all the sizes that we mentioned. Rabbi Meir omer, Hasak sheyarav arba'a utchilato meshiyigamer, says Rabbi Meir, that there's a difference between a sack when it's in the process of being woven and a piece that was ripped off from a sack after it was completed. He says the sheyarav, a remnant of a sack, of a torn sack, could become tameh even if it's 4 by 4 tefachim. But at the initial weaving, even after it reached the size of 4 by 4, it cannot become tameh until the weaving is fully done. So if it's already being used, it's already complete, and then you get a small piece of one that's already been used, 4 by 4 is enough for it to become tameh. But if it's being woven and it's in the process of being woven, even though it may be 4 by 4, it cannot become tameh until that weaving process is complete.